Паршивый маленький ослик, символ нашей страны.
Владимир Жириновский is running for president of Russia. In this TV ad, he whips a stubborn donkey. Carnegie Moscow analyst Masha Lipman questions whether Zhirinovsky, now in his fifth presidential campaign since 1991, really wants to win the March 4th vote.
He is whipping a donkey, saying Russia is backwards, so is Russia a donkey, using his whip to make it move, and he exclaims in exasperation, it wouldn't even move. And then it ends with a phrase, Zhirinovsky and everything will be fine. Meaning, well, this is the Russia, how he sees it today, which is kind of insulting.
Выбор есть всегда.
Геннадий Зюганов, the communist candidate, is running for the fourth time since 1996.
This Russia is beautiful and grand. This is a Russia of big and shiny factories, of beautiful plains and mountains. In every way, this is a great and beautiful country, which looks somewhat controversial because it makes him look as if he's been the president of this country already. If everything looks so good, then what is the whole point of competing with the person who rules it?
A new contender for second place is Mikhail Prokhorov, a billionaire who is rising in the polls as a leader for Russia's new liberal middle class.
A president who returns our belief in ourselves. Demand more. Mikhail Prokhorov, new president, new Russia.
Sergei Mironov, candidate for the Fair Russia Party, takes up the anti-corruption theme in his ad.
We don't have conscience and we've lost our minds and everyone just cares about profit. You can't make profit of people. Where's the democracy?
We need to change those in power and I'll fight them till the end.
Despite these fighting words, Mironov did not join the 100,000 Russians who protested against corruption in a mass rally in Moscow on February 4th. In the world of TV ads, the missing face belongs to the fifth candidate, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. At Moscow's State Historical Library, Elena Strukhova curates a show of political advertisements created for Russian elections in the 20 years since the collapse of the Soviet Union. She says that once Putin became the official candidate, advertising was not seen as necessary.
As soon as in 2004, no 2000, the power was transferred to this group. They disappeared from campaign posters. It was considered to be a done deal, that there are no questions anymore, and they don't need campaign ads anymore.
She says that because Mr. Putin's activities dominate Russia's TV newscasts, advertising might be seen as overkill.
It would just be too much of one person. Putin would be on every channel, like Stalin.
In Russia, the candidate who is not advertising may be the candidate who wins the race. James Brook, VOA News, Moscow.